it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to keep you out of hell.
D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
We celebrate Easter today on Truths That Transform.
Every sin will be punished. It is either punished on the cross or it is punished in everlasting hell.
What did Jesus accomplish in his death and resurrection? And why should we believe it?
If I take only those facts, which critical scholars will admit, I think I could build a case for the resurrection based only on that data.
Discover the historical truth about Jesus Christ's death and resurrection and what it means for you on today's Truths That Transform. Let me wish you a happy Easter and a welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Though Christmas gets more of the attention in our culture, today is the holiest day in the Christian year. Easter Sunday represents the center and culmination of our hope for peace with God, our hope for salvation, and our hope for eternal life. On today's program, you'll discover why you can believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ as a matter of fact and history. And we will share an important resource with you that will help you stand strong in your faith in a culture that wants to tear it down. As we begin, Easter begins with the events of Good Friday. Though a dark day, Christians call it good for a reason. Let's take a closer look.
Some skeptics have said, well, Jesus died as a martyr to his cause. That's not what happened. Jesus voluntarily laid down his life on our behalf. God hates sin. God poured out his wrath on his son, Jesus Christ, when he was there on the cross. And the night before he was crucified, he contemplated what he was going to have to do on that Good Friday.
So he goes out to the Garden of Gethsemane, and it is there that he enters into prayer. And he has invited the disciples to pray with him, but they are too tired. They fall asleep, and so he is alone. And this is where he is in conversation with the Father and asks the Father if there's any other way to accomplish this mission. Please take this cup away from me, he says, but not my will, but thine be done. So he is willing to submit himself, his whole being, to the Father's will and to do whatever it is going to take to accomplish the mission, which is to rescue us, is to substitute for us. And he goes into that knowing it is going to be painful. In fact, he is so aware of how painful it is going to be that he sweats so profusely that it is as if blood were coming out.
And the images are very real for all of us. The Lord in a moment of prayer. And this whole agony, we refer to it as the agony in the garden. Well, what is agonizing? Of course, the reality of what is forthcoming. The Lord knowing that what it would take to win the salvation, what it would cost is his own life, his own blood, his own shedding of his own flesh, broken open for us. When Jesus was on the cross, he allowed the infinite wrath of God to be placed on him because he had become sin on our behalf. And because God hates sin, he broke fellowship with his Son. God the Father rejected God the Son. And so Jesus cries out, quoting Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?
And I believe that he is crying out of his anguish at the experience that he is encountering at that moment as he's carrying the sins of the world. And what's amazing about that moment is he is carrying our forsakenness, what should have been our forsakenness. God should be turning his face away from us, But instead, he's turning it away from Christ.
Tetelestai is a Greek word that means it is finished. It's interesting that that's the word you hear Jesus crying from the cross. Tetelestai, it is finished. It is paid in full. That the debt that we owed that we could never pay, Christ has paid in full.
The fact is that God is a lawgiver, and we have broken his laws. All of our sins will be punished. And the question is whether they're punished in Christ or whether we will experience their punishment.
Every sin will be punished. It is either punished on the cross or it is punished in everlasting hell.
Will we accept the punishment that God lays upon his Son, or will we assume that punishment for ourselves?
Now, what set Christ's death apart from any other death? What made his so special? Was it the suffering? Was it that he suffered physically worse than anybody else? No, it was because of who he was. And Anselm, who's writing in the end of the 11th century, is the one that is given the credit for really setting out in a carefully reasoned way why it was that Jesus was the only one who could be the one to step in and take the place of humanity. And he argued in his Cur Deus Homo, which is why the God-man, that it had to be someone who was both God and human.
That he who is life, the Word made flesh, breaks open the doors that seem to have captured him, but he who was sinless opens those doors with a power that the world cannot contain. And this power is still transforming the world today.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
The words of the Apostles' Creed provide a strong antidote to an increasingly anti-Christian culture.
The Apostles' Creed distills for us the essence of the Christian faith that has been held, believed, and loved by the Church for many centuries.
From D. James Kennedy Ministries, the book Knowing the Whole Truth, Basic Christianity, and What It Means to You will help you stand strong in your faith in a culture that wants to tear it down. In this classic book from the Deeper Walk series, Dr. Kennedy sheds bright light on the essential Christian truth found in the Apostles' Creed.
I believe that it was necessary that we once again declare our faith in the great central and basic tenets of the Christian religion.
His compelling stories, personal anecdotes, and stirring testimonies offer solid food for both the mind and the heart. Contact us today to receive your copy of the book, Knowing the Whole Truth, that can only be obtained through D. James Kennedy Ministries.
The transformative power unleashed by the cross and the resurrection is still at work today as God's Spirit moves. Nobody testified to that in recent memory more boldly than Dr. D. James Kennedy. I'm joined now by his daughter and my very dear friend, Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy. Jennifer, welcome and happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Frank.
Now, your dad's life was transformed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and he never stopped sharing that, did he?
No, that is so true. He preached it from the pulpit, on the air. He even went door to door. Easter was precious to my father because he knew that it's the resurrection of Jesus that gives us hope, and that without it, there is no hope at all. When he was a young man, he heard the great radio preacher, Donald Gray Barnhouse, ask from the radio, "If in this next minute God should say to you, 'What right do you have to come into my heaven?' what would be your answer?" Discovering the answer to that question and helping others discover the true answer became his life's work. Now that my mom and dad are with the Lord, my dad's words in this sermon are even more powerful and meaningful to me than when he first preached it. Here's a portion of my father's Easter Sunday sermon, "Death, Where is thy sting?
Resurrection Day, the most momentous, the most important, the most significant day in the history of all of the world. What indeed compares to the significance of this day? Indeed, what would you trade for what transpired on this day? Would you trade your house, your car? You would be a fool if you would not, if such was required. It is more important than the invention of electricity or atomic energy or even the wheel or even space flight. For what shall it suffice a man to have traveled to the moon or Mars if after 70 his bones are bleached in some alien landscape? No, there is nothing to compare with the importance of that one who on this day brought life and immortality to light by rising from the dead. For what is our life? It is but a vapor that riseth up and then passeth away. We are like the grass which groweth up in the morning. In the morning it flourisheth, and the evening it is cut down and withereth. The resurrection morning is so important because it answers the greatest problem that mankind faces, the problem of death. Jesus is the greatest person that ever lived because he has solved the greatest dilemma that man has ever faced, the problem of his own mortality. For the Christian, all is changed. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? I'll tell you where the sting of death is. It was plunged into the very heart of Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary. And there he took into his own body all of the poison of our sin, which is the sting of death, and the curse of the law, which is the power of death. All of these things came upon him, and he suffered and paid the penalty in our stead. We cannot know, we may not tell what pains he had to bear, but we believe it was for us. He hung and suffered there. Thanks be unto God, who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Death has been conquered, the grave has been destroyed, and life and immortality brought to light by Jesus Christ. Do you have this day that assurance? Oh, the only sadness of Easter is that there's so many millions that crowd the churches today who have not that assurance. They have never trusted in Christ as Savior. They're satisfied to have their name on a church roll or to attend a church once and then. But has your life been changed by Christ? Have you invited him into your heart to be the Master and King and Lord? Have you repented of your sins and asked that by the power of his Spirit he will enable you to turn from those things that you're doing that you know are wrong and to rest your soul upon Christ? Have you been transformed and born anew by his Spirit? My friends, if not, oh, call Christ to come to your life now and to change you and cleanse you and wash you and make you whiter than snow. So in that great and glorious day, when you shall have taken your latest breath and shall rend the veil in twain, then you can say, by death I shall escape from death and life eternal gain. That resurrection word, that shout of victory, forever with the Lord. Amen. So let it be.
As Dr. Kennedy shared, Jesus Christ has forever banished the fear of death for those who put their trust in him. And we know Jesus banished death because of the Easter event we celebrate today, that Christ arose and bodily walked out of the tomb in Jerusalem nearly 2,000 years ago. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul tells us that if anyone denies the resurrection of Christ, then he or she is not a Christian. It is a critical doctrine. It is the critical doctrine. And yet, down through the ages, skeptics have grasped at various naturalistic theories to try and explain away the empty tomb and the appearances of Christ after he was crucified. But all have failed. Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
I tell my students, there's over 300 verses in the New Testament on the resurrection.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the focal point of history. But how can we know for sure it's an historical fact? And does it really matter if it actually took place in history?
Christianity is fundamentally dependent on historical truths. In other words, if Jesus is not resurrected from the dead, then we don't have Christianity.
Consider the temple authorities having to deal with the fact that the tomb of Jesus was empty after Sunday morning.
So even though they never say the tomb was empty, they say the body was stolen. Same thing, it would have been least likely that the resurrection would have been announced if the moldering body of Jesus of Nazareth were still available. I mean, imagine that scenario. Caiaphas, confronted by the apostles claiming resurrection, would say, "Oh, you poor benighted fishermen, follow me. Let's go over to the tomb, kick the stone aside. There you see, behold, the moldering body of Jesus." What is this claim about a resurrection? If that had been the case, if that tomb had the body of Jesus, there wouldn't have been a Christian church on earth at all. It would have died out as some peculiar Jewish sect.
I can tell you that my 6-year investigation of the resurrection of Jesus that resulted in my doctorate and a more than 700-page book, I tried to overturn every stone that I could to a fault. And I came to the conclusion after that study that the evidence for Jesus's physical resurrection from the dead was by far the best historical explanation of the known and indisputable historical data.
Dr. Mike Lacona studied under Dr. Gary Habermas, who's been a professor at Liberty University for decades. Habermas has written or co-written 42 books on Jesus, half of them on the resurrection. He's developed what he calls the minimal facts approach to the historicity of the resurrection of Jesus.
Now, I sometimes call the minimal facts the lowest common denominator. Mm-hmm. If I take only those facts, this is the argument, if I take only those facts, which critical scholars will admit, I think I could build a case for the resurrection based only on that data.
Consider a few of these minimal facts. Fact one, Jesus was crucified by the Romans.
Did this man die by crucifixion? Which is conceded by virtually every skeptic who studies this area. John Dominic Crossan, a famous skeptic, says Jesus died by crucifixion, it's as secure as any event in world history.
Fact two, the disciples had experiences that they believed were appearances of the risen Christ.
The evidence comes in like this on many different fronts. The evidence is really good. Now, he shouldn't be walking around appearing to people if he were dead. Right. So that, to me, it's the appearances.
Fact three, because of their insistence that they saw him risen from the dead, the disciples totally changed in disposition from being afraid to being bold and unstoppable, even in the face of severe opposition.
This truth radically transformed their lives from those who cowered at Jesus' death to now those who boldly proclaim the gospel and the message of his death and resurrection and offering salvation to all, and they boldly did this to their own harm. What's a fascinating thing to observe is that we have no less than 11 sources, ancient sources, that tell us that the disciples of Jesus were willing to suffer continuously and willing to suffer to the point of dying.
Fact four, this proclamation of the resurrection was there at the very beginning of the Christian movement. It was not some later add-on. And fact five, two of the earliest to believe in the risen Jesus were former skeptics. Saul of Tarsus, who persecuted Christians and later became the Apostle Paul, Christianity's greatest missionary, and the formerly skeptical James.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ was the turning point in human history. I mean, it is the It is the miracle of miracles. It really has changed everything.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is the defining reality of Christianity. It stands at the center of the Christian faith and hope. The Apostles' Creed, centuries old and based on the teaching of the apostles themselves, tells us he suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. Those truths are believed by all Christians everywhere. But how much do you know about each of them? Would you be able to explain them to other people? Do you know the biblical basis for them? Dr. Kennedy labored to help Christians anchor their faith upon the solid rock, and we have just published a new book in his Deeper Walk series called Knowing the Whole Truth, Basic Christianity and What It Means to You. Do you know what it means that Jesus ascended into heaven? Do you live in light of the fact that he will come again one day to judge both the living and the dead? Dr. Kennedy unfolds these essential Christian doctrines, as well as many others, in this lucid and highly readable book, Knowing the Whole Truth. And we would like to send you a copy as our thanks for your generous donation to help us continue the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. At a time when unbelief is rampant both in the church and in society, Dr. Kennedy sheds bright light on this classic distillation of essential Christian truth, the Apostles' Creed. And he illuminates it with compelling stories, personal anecdotes, and stirring testimonies, offering solid food for both the mind and the heart. Discover the awesome beauty and vitality of the great truths of the Bible as you read Knowing the Whole Truth. And if you're able to give a generous donation of $60 or more, we will also send you the audiobook version of Knowing the Whole Truth on 6 CDs. We've just produced this unabridged audio version of the book, which you will want to conveniently listen to as you go throughout your day, whether at your desk, in the car, or at home. And in addition to that, we will also send you a 3-pack of our Easter-themed Truth in Action Q&A booklet, Did Jesus Rise from the Dead? This concise booklet looks at the indisputable historical evidence for the resurrection of Jesus, and it's perfect to share with those who need to discover the truth. That's the book, Knowing the Whole Truth, Basic Christianity and What It Means to You, plus the 6 CD audiobook, as well as the 3-pack of our Q&A booklet, Did Jesus Rise from the Dead? All as our thanks for your generous donation of $60 or more to help us continue broadcasting biblical truth into an unbelieving culture. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. On this Easter Sunday, we celebrate the singular event in the history of the world, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's worth stopping for a moment to consider what that really means. Easter is not just about a rare visit to a church, followed by a brunch and a hunt for dyed eggs. A few years ago, the Anglican Bishop of Perth, Australia, preached an Easter sermon in which he indicated that it wouldn't matter if Jesus' body were discovered today in a tomb. He said, and I quote, "It is important for Christians to be set free from the idea that the resurrection was an extraordinary physical event which restored to life Jesus' original earthly body." The idea here is it doesn't matter if Jesus was actually raised from the dead because he lives within my heart. That's a very popular view, and it is complete nonsense. The Apostle Paul makes it crystal clear that if Jesus did not physically arise and walk out of the tomb, his faith and ours is utterly worthless. What we celebrate at Easter is the death of death itself, our greatest enemy. Families are torn apart by death, widows grieve, children lost. All of these horrifying realities are undone by faith in Christ and His resurrection. You see, death is a product of sin. We have all sinned, and all of us are subject to death. That day is coming for each one of us, for me and for you. But the good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ came into this world, lived the perfect life in our place, and suffered the punishment that we deserve for our sins by dying on the cross. And on the Sunday morning after he was crucified, he rose again from the dead and walked out of the tomb, a preview of the resurrection, the real, bodily, physical, glorified resurrection all of us who are in Christ will one day experience. Are you in Christ? Will you participate in that resurrection? You can receive the free gift of God, eternal life in Christ, by rejecting your sins and placing your faith in Him right now, even where you sit. Don't wait another minute. Come to Him today and receive eternal life. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for this Easter edition of Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
Jesus Himself told us unmistakably that henceforth you will see the Son of Man coming with clouds of glory.
But as believers, our hope is a certain hope. He will return.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.